And we're back on KJS Sports Talk, continuing our conversation with Zach Brown, the athletic director for the Fox C6 School District. We just got done talking about the fall sports, and boy, there is a lot going on for the fall of 2018. Let's get to the winter of 2018 as well. Sometimes it does bleed into 2019 also, but the big thing that stands out for Fox for the winter season is the wrestling program. Amon Prater, after a couple of years with, or after many years with Fox, decides to take a position as the head coach, head girls and boys wrestling coach at Fontbonne University. So obviously, Mr. Brown and I wish him the best of luck there. But it's time for a fresh face and a regrouping, if you will, or a new start, however you want to phrase it, Mr. Brown. But talk about the new coach for Fox Wrestling.
Yeah, Tyson Campbell is our new coach, and he's really coming from the actual Fox High School and coming from our feeder system and coming, he just kind of came up through the ranks of what we do here at Fox. And so Tyson Campbell is, like I mentioned before, a kid magnet. And we were looking for a wrestling coach. We were looking for a guy that not only can teach them the skills of wrestling and teach them how to do all the little small things and basics and things like that, but also, what kind of person and what kind of leadership can he instill in our kids? And I know that, Coach Prater is tough shoes to follow as far as, what he did for our school and our kids. But I will tell you what, Tyson Campbell is a very, very, he's very in tune with what our kids are doing with the summer things. I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on. I know this is his first year, but, I really see him really picking up where Coach Prater left off and really nobody really noticing, you know what I mean, as far as the the pieces are concerned. So I think Coach Campbell is going to do a great job with our kids. I'm really excited to see his interaction, not only, at practice, but also during games and how he plans on, taking the basics and turning them into, the game-like situations and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to see Coach Campbell, what he's able to do.
How old is Coach Campbell? Is he kind of young?
Yeah, he's a younger guy. If I had to guess, he's probably, 30, I'd say.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm right there. Somebody will correct me, I'm sure. But that's one of those things where he's a young guy, but I think he really relates well to the kids, and they really have responded. And our staff is good. We have Coach McKinney, and we have Coach Kleinschroth, those guys, and Coach Huff, those guys are all just great guys. I almost said kids because they're young, but they're all great guys that really, again, focus on developing the kid just as much as they are developing the wrestling. So that's good.
And is Coach Campbell, is he a member of the education side of things for Fox as well?
Yeah. He's in our business department. I don't know how long he's been here as far as the teaching side of things. I want to say it's been somewhere around like 5 or 6 years.
So he's not a totally new face for Fox then?
No. Okay. He was an assistant coach last year. Sorry, I probably should have said that. But he was an assistant coach for us last year. And, it's one of those things where he sees the direction that the program was going, and he's excited about picking it up and also putting his own spin on things. He's going to be really good. I'm excited for people to see Tyson Campbell and what he's able to do with our program.
And honestly, if you think about it, that's really good news for the wrestling program that you have hired a head coach from within, because the likes of Dylan Looney and Joseph Johnson, guys that placed in the top six at state this past year, they're really going to be able to thrive underneath him, or continue to thrive underneath Campbell.
Oh, yeah. Those kids, you mentioned Looney and Johnson, and those kids are, they're great kids, and they're again, good examples for what we want the program to lead towards. And not that, there's plenty of kids on our wrestling program that are going to step up, I think, this year. And again, with the ability to have kids like those two kids to be examples are really going to be good for Coach Campbell to have as far as the leadership roles that they'll be in place of. They really are good kids, and I'm excited that, Tyson has worked with them in the past, and they kind of know what they want from each other. And how hard to work and what it is to actually get that state championship. I almost said belt, but state championship medal. So they're going to be good, and I'm excited about it.
Talk a little bit more about wrestling in terms of what it would mean to the school to have a state champion. Is wrestling something that is a big focus, you think, from the student body?
Oh yeah, wrestling historically here at Fox has been, you know, one of our best sports, and it's one of those things where we hit a lull. I would probably say, you know, probably 10 years ago, and not a lull as being crazy bad, where our program was not any good, and that's not true. But we got to a point where, you know, we got some new leadership, and again, I really think that we're going to get back to the way we used to be. When I was in high school, which when I graduated it was 2001, it was, you know, Northwest and Fox and Oakville, and you know, those were the powerhouses of wrestling, and you know, we used to look at Fox as being one of the hardest matches in the world, and I really think we're going to get back to that point. You know, I think Tyson Campbell has what it takes to get these kids back to putting wrestling back on the mat for the area. So I'm really excited. Again, I know I've said that a lot, but you know, Tyson, I believe, has the ability to take us to a whole new level.
All right, very cool. And the other two winter sports for you guys, boys and girls basketball. Like I said, I know it's kind of early. We're just getting school started. But if you have anything about numbers or expectations, that kind of thing for boys and girls basketball, please share.
Sure. Yeah. Coach Wilkin and Coach Weber, our girls basketball coach, we've discussed how this year could be a huge turning point for us. You know, we're in a whole new pool system now within our suburban conference where, you know, we're going to be competitive, I believe, in every single game. And I think that it can give us the ability to, when you have success, you're going to gain the numbers for the following years. And we've talked about how this year could really help our numbers. And they're not low, don't get me wrong. But when you have kids walking around the building that are, you know, maybe 6'3", and you wonder why they're not playing basketball, maybe this is something that can kind of propel those kids to be, you know, be part of something special, which is what, and again, you have Wilkin and Weber who really work hard in the off season and the summer and really have gotten their kids, you know, excited about what is about to occur in the winter and who they're playing and things like that. So it's a whole new look for us with the Suburban Conference, but you know, I really think that it's going to be beneficial for us.
All right. I won't take up too much more of your time, Mr. Brown. Just want to wrap up this portion of KJ Sports Talk with the spring sports and any news you have on that front.
Yeah, our spring sports, you know, you look at girls soccer and Coach Snable, they've done a really good job. And I kind of like what we said early on with fall sports, as far as the young kids now becoming the old kids or the upperclassmen, they're going to be good. And I think they're going to have some kids back that they had injuries from last year that will propel them into becoming a top-notch team in the area. Our baseball team is up and coming, very similar. We got some really good underclassmen that are going to be expected to fill some roles again for the varsity team. Track, same way. We've got some kids that went to state. Some of those kids are back. I mean, as a whole, our athletic department is getting better and better and better. And, you know, that's all we ask, is the fact that they work hard, they create good kids, and really create that competitive edge to make sure that we're, you know, doing what's best for our kids and getting the most out of them. So our spring sports are just like everything else, and I'm excited about watching them.
Boys volleyball, is that a thing for you guys?
Yeah, we have boys volleyball.
Okay.
You know, Coach Mertens is our volleyball coach here, and you know, working hard. You know, the area would look at our volleyball team as probably not doing so well as far as the wins are concerned, but you know, again, with our new pool play coming into effect, I think that's really going to give us a better competitive edge for us. As far as volleyball at our school is concerned, it's still semi-new with the athletes and things like that. So we're trying to gain more interest. We're getting out to our middle schools, and Coach Mertens is really trying to recruit a little bit better within to make sure that, you know, we get the kids out that, you know, can really help us. So we'll get there. And again, the pool play helps us with the Suburban Conference. So boys volleyball should be better this year.
Well, I've never played boys volleyball organizationally, but I have recreationally, and it is a lot of fun, especially
it's fun. Yeah,
especially,
I love volleyball.
Especially beach volleyball, but I know that's not what you guys are going for. But
it would be neat if we had sand volleyball as a
right?
sport. It would be kind of neat.
That would be pretty cool. But yeah, no, boys volleyball is a fun sport to play. And then when you spike a ball, you really get great appreciation for the pain that the girls go through when they play volleyball, because that stuff hurts.
It does. It definitely hurts, yeah. I've taken one off the face before, and it is not fun.
Yeah, no, it's not. All right, Mr. Brown. Well, we certainly appreciate your time today. If there's anything else you want to say to the Fox faithful that are listening or anyone in general, please do so.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, KJFF, for what you guys do for the regional radio and really getting kids an opportunity to get some publicity. So I really appreciate the time that you guys are here for not only just myself and Fox, but also the Jefferson County area. So I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Again, that is Fox Athletic Director Zach Brown joining us here on KJF Sports Talk. We'll be back to wrap it up here in a short few minutes.